what's up? It's Amla Benobi with Unapologetic Live. Taylor's here too. Taylor, how are you doing today?
I'm good. We got to program that air horn.
We really do have to program the air horn. I'm getting tired of making the sound with my own mouth.
Yeah. And I really need one more button to press and thing to click as we're going live, because
right.
Like 15 is not enough.
Right. We're going to work on it. Guys, we have an interesting topic to talk about. Go ahead and put out a warning for all of you guys. We are going to be talking about OnlyFans and that sort of whole industry on the internet, women selling their bodies, how it's being encouraged, things like that. So if you're a young person watching right now or somebody's watching with their family, just letting you know that's what we're talking about. We will talk about it in very kind terms, hopefully. Nothing too crazy, but that is what we are discussing today. Honestly, if you're a young woman watching this right now, maybe you should continue to watch because this message is really for you. Now, if you're reading the title, Mia Khalifa's part of this. I saw Bustle put out a piece on Mia Khalifa going through her entire life. For those of you who don't know her, here's her face on my computer screen. If you recognize her face, it might be from Pornhub because she was the number one most searched, we'll call it corn star on the internet while she was doing it. She no longer does corn in her free time or as a job, but she is very much on OnlyFans. In fact, I think she's in the top 20 OnlyFans creators. Now, she doesn't pose nude on OnlyFans. Apparently, she is wearing stuff that is spicy, but good enough for work. You can look at it in your workplace, apparently. Now, I saw Bustle put out this article saying, please respect Mia Khalifa's rebrand. And it goes in and talks about how she spent much of her life and much of her career being subservient to the male gaze and straight white men and all these things, and how she got on TikTok, a platform that was full of young women ready to take her in. I believe she has 32 million followers on TikTok, which is massive. I think she's in the top 50 TikTok creators as well. So she got this influx of women, particularly young women, being like, Mia, why don't you go on OnlyFans? Why don't you go on OnlyFans? It would be so good for you. You'd make so much money, all that fun stuff. And Mia went, you know what? Okay, now that I'm feeling a little less insecure about the whole corn industry thing that I did, I'm gonna go ahead and hop on OnlyFans. And again, she's doing work that is characterized as safe for work but spicy, where you can pay her $12 per month to look at her content. Now, Mia is a grown woman. I don't know how most of you feel about sex work and the whole sex work industry. I'd be interested to put a poll in the chat about that. Do you guys think that sex work is something that should be criminalized? Do you think it should be decriminalized? There's a bunch of different movements happening around that right now and people talking about it. But what is concerning to me is not women like Mia Khalifa making these decisions, which I think is going to happen regardless of what you do. I think that's a separate issue. Really, it's the encouragement of this among young women that is particularly concerning for me. There's a part in this article where she talks about how much jewelry she's wearing, and they go through this exchange, and she asks here, when I ask when she started wearing so much jewelry, she's working on her own line with other products to come, she says, when I could afford it, girl. You're like, are these diamonds new? Yeah. How old is my OnlyFans? Like, it's very obvious. So basically saying that, well, these diamonds are as old as my OnlyFans because that's when I started getting this amount of money. And whether or not you want to characterize this as selling your body, it is selling your body. You're selling lewd photos of yourself on the internet for, what, $12 per month? And on her subscriber basis, it says that she's gotten, so she's number 5 on OnlyFans, apparently, according to Briefly.co, $6.42 million. That's how much money. $6.42 million. Can you imagine that? Can you imagine that? I don't even know what that amount of money looks like. But this is a young woman, I believe still in her 20s, getting this much money off of one site. Not to mention the money she gets off her Instagram that has millions of followers, her TikTok that has millions of followers, any other platforms or subscriptions that she offers. And it just amazes me to see the amount of money in the industry that we've created here in the United States that is just for young women in particular, although there are men on OnlyFans, selling their bodies on the internet. That's where we're at as a society. It's one of the highest grossing jobs that you can have right now. And so many things have led to this being so massive and growing this much. COVID was a pusher of this, a huge catalyst. 2 years of people being told, oh, well, you can't go back to work, or you should be home, or you're not going to school, and all of these things. And they're making way less money. They're on unemployment from the government. And then you hear about a young woman who's making millions of dollars on OnlyFans. What would you do as a young woman or a young man sitting at home doing absolutely nothing, knowing that if you go on the internet and sell pictures of your body, you can make tons and tons of money? Now, I want to go through and look at some TikToks surrounding this because, again, Mia Khalifa's biggest platform at the moment is TikTok, with 32 million followers on that. But she's not the only one who's on there promoting this type of narrative, promoting this career. Here's a video of a boyfriend reacting to how much money his girl makes on OnlyFans.
Seriously, how much money you make?
When your girl makes an OnlyFans.
I told you, 70,000. Well, technically 72,000 last month, something like that.
You make 72 grand in 1 month?
Yeah.
I tell you what, you show me a pay stub for $72,000 on it, I quit my job right now and I work for you. Hey, Paulie, what's up? No, yeah, you know, everything's fine. Hey, listen, I quit.
So funny. So funny to be a man dating a girl making $70,000 a month. Who knows if it's actually that much money? I highly doubt it. But selling her body on the internet, that's something to be so proud of. What a wonderful thing. And this is what young women are seeing when they go on TikTok. Other young women saying, hey, look at my bank account. I've seen videos of girls showing, like, look, I made $80,000 this year, and going through and scrolling through their OnlyFans subscription and saying, you know, if you need a sign from the universe to hop on OnlyFans and start selling naked pictures of yourself, here's your sign. Go ahead and do it, ladies. This is not the only one. That TikTok had 388,000 likes on it. 388,000 likes. Here's another one of somebody who's in the top 0.1% of OnlyFans creators, and she is also a porn star who makes content on OnlyFans.
You are huge on OnlyFans.
Mm-hmm.
I read somewhere it's like your top. You're laughing. Tell me.
Like, yeah, I'm huge. No, I am top.
You are
0.1%.
And that's insane.
I've made more money than I ever imagined I would make off of porn. The most money I ever made with it was I had like a ton of viral videos, this 1 4-day span, and I made 200K in 4 days.
Okay, so I'm quitting my job, and why the fuck are we here?
It's a very up and down job, as it is with any, I think, creative, like entrepreneur kind of job where you run your own business, but especially with sex work, it pays, like, no matter how much, it pays so insane, and it pays more than I ever need or like.
Listen to what she just said there. No matter how much or what you're doing, it pays. $200,000 in 4 days. Could you imagine that, Taylor?
No, and, you know, as they're talking and hearing the sort of, you know, just like casual nature in which it's like, oh, isn't that, yeah, I mean, it's like over 4 days, I got $200,000. And, oh, isn't it, yeah, you're like on OnlyFans now. It's like very like, I'm reminded of the Yuri Bezmenov video that you talk about all the time. Mm-hmm. And he says the last step in like usurping the culture and ushering in a revolution of the morals and norms in a society is the normalization.
Yep.
And the way that they're normalizing this new normal of selling your body on the internet for young women and men consuming it, it's just like they're making it sound like this is just not this insane thing that is a development of this new technology, which also reminds me of the Jurassic Park problem of like,
yes,
you know, technological innovation is going to happen, but just because you can't doesn't mean you should. And I feel like this young generation is suddenly faced with accessibility on both sides of this economy of young men have the opportunity to pay for these subscriptions, and mm-hmm. they're like, why not? And the girls are on the other side able to make the money. But it's like, there's more to life than like, can I make money off of something flippantly, you know, quickly? And right. that's what these platforms are allowing them to do. And it's being normalized. And so anyway, that's like, it's just like a very scary thing. And I feel like no one has any idea how much this is affecting the development of young men's brains, how much it's affecting relationships, dating, marriage, all these factors that we're just like running full steam into this as a culture, and there's no breaks.
Right. This is young women doing corn on the internet. This is what it is. And to see it just so flippantly bragged about on the internet, it just blows my mind. And there is this aura of, oh, this is just completely normal. As soon as you become 18, this is something that you should be doing. I can't tell you how many videos I've seen of young women going, well, now that I'm 18, I'm going to hop on OnlyFans and start making money. And it's because of basically, I'm not going to say they're lies. I'm sure these girls are making this much money off the platform, and some of them even show receipts. But it's a lie to think that that's what you are going to make hopping on and following these girls who are making this content. Even if you were going to make that money, it's not worth it. Guys, think about what's important. Money can feel so important in the short term, and like, that is what changes your life. It's what makes you fulfilled. It's what makes you happy. But your means of getting it should be, I would hope, wholesome in some manner. And now, you know, OnlyFans went through this whole problem of young women getting like fake IDs or using their cousin's ID or their sister's ID younger than 18 and hopping on and starting to make content because they're seeing girls like this go, oh my gosh, I'm making $30,000 a year. Not only that, but we're going to get to this. The TikTok algorithm feeds that content to young women and tells them, like, once you've watched one video and you go, oh my gosh, she made how much? I'm going to watch that again. She made how much money? TikTok goes, oh, she's really interested in this. I'm going to feed her more content. I'm going to show her other OnlyFans models who are making more money than her, and keep showing it. And it's going to increase and increase and increase. And eventually your brain is just fed this idea that all of these girls are on this platform and they're making so much money. So why not join that group? Why not do the same thing? And we're also going to talk about how that's not the reality. And we'll talk about the average amount of money that people make on these websites, because I really want people to know this is not the reality of the situation. There is a massive difference between expectation and reality when it comes to these things. Now, let's read this article out of New York Post, which when I read this, I thought, crazy that the New York Post is reporting on this issue in the way that they're reporting on it. They did a story on a 19-year-old girl by the name of Leanne. And Leanne, when she's turned 18, hopped on OnlyFans and started making content. She went to her parents and said, you know, I don't want to go and build a career outside of sex work. Here's what I want to do. And her parents said, move out and move with your brother. So she moved out, moved with her brother. And then guess what? She started just getting so much money thrown at her through OnlyFans, getting more than $1 million. And then her parents were like, oh, no. Come back, actually. Pay our rent. Now that you've made this amount of money off of OnlyFans and we were wrong because we don't care about the morals anymore. We care about how much money you made. But here's how the New York Post reports on it. So soon, Leanne's OnlyFans exploded in popularity and she amassed tens of thousands of paying subscribers. The beauty also boasts about more than 4.8 million fans on Instagram, including Snoop Dogg and Tyga. So if I post sexual pictures of myself at 18 and 19, maybe Snoop Dogg and Tyga will follow me. In the process, Leanne has amassed more than $1 million. Here's Leanne quoted. I bought a new house for $800,000. I got myself a Rolex, YSL and Gucci purses, and a Louis Vuitton bag. I also spend about $1,000 every fortnight on clothes for Instagram or OnlyFans pictures. I never wear the same thing twice. What is a girl who's 14, 15, 16 reading this going to think? They're going to think, not only do I want to do that, but I want to do it now. I don't want to wait until I'm 18. I don't want to wait until I'm of legal age to do these things. And it's because media outlets like this post these like braggadocious articles about this without showing any of the flip side of a young girl who is completely selling her body on the internet. Let's keep reading. In recent months, the Stunners mom and dad have come around to their daughter's unconventional career and ironically have now moved into her plush new pad. The teen is also financially supporting her retired parents. Here's a sexual picture of her. Leanna has also become closer than ever with her brother, who now works as her manager. Oh, gosh. It's just, like, unbelievable. And the star says she has no regrets about dropping out of college and is optimistic about her future. Quote, I love that OnlyFans has allowed me to afford this lifestyle, end quote. She declared, quote, the plan is to make this my main line of work for as long as I can. And it's, the tags on this are happy endings, models, OnlyFans. And none of it shows any sort of negativity around objectifying your body, because that's no longer a feminist narrative anymore. This is radical feminism, guys. This is empowering. At 18 years old, it's empowering to go and go, you know, instead of pursuing higher education or a career that's a little bit more wholesome, I can sell my body on it. And again, young people should not fall for this. Please do not fall for this. I know it sounds wonderful and beautiful and like, oh, I might not want to sell pictures of my naked body, but $1 million is going to make me forget that. It's gonna make it worth it. You know, it's a trade-off that you're willing to make when you see how much money these girls are making, but it is not worth it. And if you're an adult who wants to do this, okay, whatever. But be honest about what you're actually doing, what the negative impacts are, how you are affecting the culture. And this is not the only news outlet who's reporting on this in a positive manner. OnlyFans went through a stint last year where they said, you know what, we're going to ban sexual content on our platform because they were having issues with big whales and banks saying, you know, the sexual content is not working for us. It comes as an issue with the financing and all of this stuff. Now, here's what this ABC News article writes about this. Of course, OnlyFans did that for a stint and was like, hey, we're going to ban sexual content. And then all these sex workers came at them and said, how dare you? You're going to put us in danger because now we have to go out in the streets and do our work. Bring back the sex work on OnlyFans. And they went, okay, and brought back the sex work on OnlyFans. Not just because they were outraged, but because it makes them $5 billion to have these creators on their app. So here's the article of ABC News reporting on this. Elected officials had also raised concerns about OnlyFans. A bipartisan group of over 100 members of Congress called on the Justice Department to investigate OnlyFans earlier in August, saying the site was a major marketplace for sexual videos with children in them, which it was and continues to be. The letter cited anti-porn group National Center on Sexual Exploitation, which has its origins in the faith-based group Morality and Media as a source. So what they're essentially trying to do here and the way that they're writing this is saying like, oh, this organization said that it is involved in child trafficking and child pornography and all of these things, and then goes, oh, but they're a faith-based group. So how much can you trust them? They're trying to tell you that subliminally. And then they go, as well as the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children. Maybe you should have led with the fact that the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children came to you and said the sexual content on their platform is creating a massive avenue for child sex pictures and trafficking. They go on to say, sex workers and their advocates say conservative and religious groups are trying to erase sex from the internet under the guise of combating sex trafficking and child pornography. Okay. Is it just conservative and religious groups, or is it also the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children? Are we not going to go back to the fact that that's what they also said? And then they go on, and here's a quote. Quote, the only reason they're going after these porn sites is because they're ideologically opposed to sexual content, end quote, said Kathy Reisenwitz, a writer and, you guessed it, OnlyFans creator who makes between $1,600 and $3,500 a month on the site. She says, quote, trafficking and porn are totally different. Yeah, it's unbelievable. Of course, trafficking and porn are totally different, but does one lead to the other? And does a site that actively allows children and doesn't properly go through the ways of getting them off the site to do this and allows adults to sell children's content, does that also promote trafficking and lead to trafficking? I would go as far as to say, yes, it does. But nobody seems to care, especially not young women who go and make $20,000, $30,000 on this site. Here's another TikTok of girls promoting this.
How much money do y'all bring from OnlyFans?
Actually, you want to see my card? I'm just kidding.
No.
Yeah, you do.
Enough.
Wait, I make a good amount.
How much?
I'm not gonna have the IRS watch this shit.
Hell no. Okay, you're not like obsessed.
You can like guess, and I can say higher or lower.
I'm pretty happy.
I'm gonna guess how much I'm making a month.
Okay.
$5,000 You $5,000
Mm-hmm.
$10,000 $15,000 $20,000 $30,000
I'm out now.
35
Yeah.
A month?
Mm-hmm.
Quit lying.
Bitch. I mean, sir.
I'm not.
She's not. She drives the most beautiful baby blue 2021-2022 Corvette with fucking personalized license plate.
I gotta ask, what type of like stuff do you show to make that much money?
You gotta subscribe. You don't know.
You gotta subscribe. You don't know. You gotta give me money to see my body first. And this is empowerment. This is feminism, ladies and gentlemen. I just cannot believe this is the new realm that we're in. And I talked about this before, that feminism has really run its course. It's accomplished what it set out to achieve. Men and women are equal. We have the same rights. We have the same privileges. But now we're going into this fourth and fifth wave that involves young women being like, here's all my clothes off. And feminism, oh my gosh, guys, take a look and also pay me for it. Also pay me for it. And you, I can't, young women listening right now, you will not make $30,000 a month on OnlyFans. And even if you did, you should not do it. You will not make $30,000 a month. Let's look at the average. What do people on average make on OnlyFans? $180 per month. So you're getting bamboozled. It's like those women who are like, oh, just buy these products for me, and then when you sell them, you'll make a new profit, and then you go down to the next person, and you'll make new profit. It's a trick. You're not going to make money off of it. You will not make money off it. $180 per month. But you're getting scammed and tricked by these women who, with BBLs and who are already porn stars, who are on these platforms making sexual content and then telling you that this is your sign to go and do the same. It's unbelievable. And I don't, with the rates of depression and anxiety that young women are already experiencing in this country right now, I can't imagine what it's going to be like in 5-10 years from now when they all look back and they're like, oh yeah, I totally regret the fact that now I've posted my entire body on the internet for anybody who's anybody to see, and I only made like $180 off of it.
Yeah, in a very real way, this goes beyond just selling, you know, we talk about it as selling your body on the internet, mm-hmm. but in a very real way, it's also selling your soul. And I mean, I'm reminded when Jesus said, what good does it do you to gain the whole world monetarily and forfeit your soul? And that's basically what you're doing on some level with this.
Yes, absolutely. And you feel it. Like, there is going to be these women who hop on and go, no, it absolutely means nothing to me. It doesn't affect me whatsoever. It's just money. At the end of the day, it's just pictures. It does affect you psychologically. And you know it does. You know how vulnerable you have to be in front of a camera to show your entire body to people and then have them buy it. And you don't know who's buying your pictures. When you walk around for the rest of your life, any weird side look that you get from a man or woman, because women buy these pictures too, you're going to be like, wonder if that old man has my photos on his phone. I wonder if that 65-year-old guy at the supermarket paid $5 to see my naked body on OnlyFans. This is what, and for all the issues that young women already have in regard to social media, with their self-worth, with their body image, with all of these things, do you think selling pictures of your body for $12 a month is going to make you feel better about your self-worth? You are quite literally putting a number attached to your own self-worth when you do something like this. And even if 1,000 people pay that $12 a month and now you're making that much money, that's 1,000 men who went, yeah, she's cheap enough for $12. Here's $12 that I'll give to see this girl naked and then move on to the next. It's so gross.
Yeah, there's your own psychology, which having to deal with that, having to deal with how this will impact your self-worth, your self-image. And then there's how it's going to affect your relationships. So yep. Say you want to get married. Now, okay, how's this going to affect your intimacy with someone? So much of intimacy is about like sharing your full self with someone. And if you've already been out there, that the physical part of you has already been, you know, out there for the whole world to see, and you've sold it for, you know, $5 a month to someone, then that's going to come into play. And then here's the other part that I don't think people are thinking about at all, is because this is such a new phenomenon and new technology, is what happens when you're a mom of a teenager and they're in school, the kids at school get a hold of your nude photos that you sold for $180 when you were a teenager,
right?
And then everyone's like, oh, here's your hot mom on the internet. And how's that going to affect your kid and their psychological development? What if someone blackmails you and finds your nude photos and threatens to release them to your people that you don't want to see? I mean, mm-hmm. there's so many things that these young girls are seeing. This, they're going on TikTok at, you know, they're 15, 16 years old, seeing what the TikTok like we just showed of these girls, like, oh yeah, it's so cool, I'm making this money, like that podcast bit we listened to earlier. Oh, yep. You're making how much? That's so cool. Like, and it's they're packaging it like it's this big thing with no consequence. And before you know it, you've done something irreversible. Once it's out on the internet, you can't get stuff back. And it harms your own psychology. It harms your relationships, and it'll harm your children.
Yeah, and in the past, we covered some Reddit threads of kids going on Reddit, and one of them was 13 years old, a 13-year-old boy who was going into middle school, and he showed up to school one day, and a bunch of the kids had pictures of his mom, and were showing him the pictures of his mom. And every single day when he went into school, he was like, my mom's OnlyFans photos are everywhere because these middle school kids went on there and bought them and got a hold of them. And the kid wanted to kill himself. He literally wanted to kill himself because he could not escape the ridicule that his mom created by selling photos of herself on the internet. Think about that. That is a brilliant point, Taylor, that I didn't even cross my mind. That you are affecting people forever. It does not go away. And even if you think, oh, it's behind a paywall and whatever, they have to pay for it, boom, screenshot. Boom, screenshot, and send to 10 other men or 15 other men. And you know that guys do that. They go, oh, you want Mia Khalifa's pictures? I'll pay the $12. I'll screenshot the pictures. And then there you go. You guys can all have Mia Khalifa's pictures for nothing, for free. That's how it works. That's how this is going to go. But yet, OnlyFans is a $5 billion industry. And it's only going to get larger and larger and larger, particularly when this next generation is so fed up with capitalism and going into the modern day or normal workplace. They don't want to do it anymore. And if you can go on OnlyFans and make the same amount of money, if not way more, like an exorbitant amount more than working a normal job, why work a normal job? Just sell your body on the internet. Sell your mind on the internet. Sell your self-worth on the internet. And what is even worse than all of that is that TikTok as a platform, its algorithm is targeting young women in particular, young men and women, with sex and drug video content. Here's the Wall Street Journal talking about exactly that. This is an article titled, How TikTok Serves Up Sex and Drug Videos to Minors. So you sign into TikTok and you create a platform, and they already have your demographics. They know that you're a young 15-year-old female who's in school, and this is what you're interested in. And you go and you search the app for OnlyFans, or an OnlyFans video pops up on your For You page. Okay, you watch it, you scroll through, that girl makes how much money? And you watch it multiple times. And then look what happens. Okay, here's the original For You page. You keep scrolling and you linger on this sexually oriented content, and boom, the red represents sexually oriented, drug oriented content that you are getting given to you because you lingered on a certain video or you watched the video twice. So it starts off, you have a normal For You page, no lewd, lascivious content, very wholesome. Boom. Okay, there's one on OnlyFans, and it's a girl talking about how she makes $30,000. You watch it twice to confirm. Oh, there's four more as you scroll. And if you're on TikTok, you know you can go through this amount of videos in no time. It can take you like 30 minutes to go through this amount of videos, if not faster, if you're just scrolling and scrolling to find the ones you want. Oh, then it gets more and more red. So there's more sex and drug related content for this 15-year-old girl who's on TikTok. And then it's more and more and more and more until the whole thing here at the bottom is just you being inundated with other young women telling you to do exactly this, showing you how you make the most money, giving you tips on how to improve the content that you're making. And that's how it works. They are targeting you to get you to do this stuff. And it's unbelievable that this can happen just so quickly and nobody's the wiser. I can't tell you the amount of parents that I see with kids even younger than 14 and 15 going like, ugh, I don't want to talk to you right now. Here's my phone. Or you're being so loud right now. Here's the tablet. Here's TikTok. Just scroll through it. Just watch. Ugh, I don't want to deal with you right now. Just watch. And what's your kid doing? Scroll. And it's not just going to be OnlyFans-related content. Like I said, it's going to be drug-related content. It's going to be transgender and gender theory content, LGBTQ plus content, because if you're feeling uncomfortable with yourself or who you are as a person, it's probably because you identify with one of these groups. It's leftist content. It's Black Lives Matter content. It's politically oriented messages that are completely wrong for you and yours, and especially your child, and that's what they're being given. And if they linger on it, there you go. You're just in this endless cycle of being stuck with it. So I wanted to cover this today because it just seems as though all these major outlets are just totally fine with this all happening. And the United States has one, is the biggest industry for porn, sex work, all of that stuff happening right here in that country. Subsequently, it's also the biggest country for sex trafficking, child trafficking, and human slavery. So as much as we want to talk about the slavery from the 1800s, we have it going on here in this country right now at a larger rate than any other country on this planet. And if you don't think that this is contributing to that, that this is a gateway for people to get a taste of what they want by paying $5 and then go down the rabbit hole to find more and more stuff, you know, I don't know what to tell you. It's clean cut and clear. And we can talk about, and maybe I'll do a separate episode on this, there are TikTok accounts that sell children's sexualized content on them. And there are children who make TikTok accounts because of what they see on TikTok selling their content to people. And some of them just giving it away for free. We're talking young children, like 10 to 13 years old. Unbelievably disgusting, horrifying, vile stuff. And all because they're on a social media platform that quite literally rots your brain. So this is not a call for the government to do something about this, or TikTok as a platform to do something about this, although they should be massively censoring and disposing of child sex content on their platform. But this is a call for you guys to be super diligent about what you're seeing, what your kids are seeing, and be mindful of how these things affect you, because right now you could be like, I'm not getting any of that content on TikTok. But guess what? You're still in the algorithm. They still have a screenshot of your brain and everything that you like and everything that you want to see through your activity on these profiles. And they are collecting your data, they are selling your data, and they are finding out how to make you into the most obedient consumer that you can possibly be.
Yeah, as you're talking, I'm thinking about the whole idea of our culture these days preaches that freedom is the absence of constraints. Mm-hmm. And it's really, stuff like this just proves that it's not. And you're free to use social media however you want to and feed the algorithm and tell it that you want to see more of whatever you want to see more of. You're free to go online and sell your pictures of yourself if you want to. That you have that freedom. But is that really the freedom in your life and in your soul? Is it freedom in your psyche and in your identity and your sense of self and your sense of wholeness? Is it freedom in your relationships? Is it freedom for your future family? Is it freedom? Is that really freedom for you? And so you have to be smarter than the technology and the culture that is trying to sell you freedom and really make you a slave, because that's what this is. This TikTok algorithm, social media algorithms will make you a slave. And this culture of, you know, do whatever you want with your body, make, you know, just sell it for the money now, just consume all this content now, pay to see this stuff, and you know, just dive all in. You know, they sell it to you as freedom, but it really makes you a slave. For guys, it can make you addicted. It can ruin relationships. For girls, it can do some, you know, we talked about all the damage it can do. So, you know, don't buy it. It's a lie. It's not freedom. And anyway, as you're talking, I'm just thinking, like, there, you know, freedom's unconstrained by the freedom is not the absence of constraints. Your virtue, wisdom, things, you know, take wisdom's word for it. It'll spare you a lot of pain in the future. But right. So, and be there are there's good constraints, and that's what we talk about, values and wisdom. You should learn those things and appreciate them because it will keep you free in the long term.
It's exactly right. And yeah, social media, yeah, it's not freedom. I'm telling you guys right now, it is not freedom, specifically for young women. And we need a whole episode on the effect of social media on young women. It's like, hey, you hate your body? Here's all this plastic surgery. Here's BBL culture. Here's lip filler and all these girls getting videos and going for it. And you lingered on that video. Here's more of it. You're not happy with the amount of money that you're making, and you lingered on a video of a girl selling her body for $30,000 a month. Here's more videos. Here's more encouragement. Go and do it. Oh, and while we're giving you these videos that are less than 60 seconds long, you can't focus anymore. You can't hold real life conversations mm-hmm. anymore. The real world bothers you now. Here's an ad for ADHD medication. Maybe you should go and see a doctor. Oh, you're seeing this whole Roe versus Wade controversy. Here's all these videos that are just inundating you with pro-choice content and telling you how abortion is so fun and it's so good for you and showing you other ways to do it. Here, don't have a family. That's not good for you. Stay on social media your entire life. Make yourself subservient to us. Make yourself subservient to corporations. And then go and sell your body to one. Please. Please do. It's going to make you so much happier. And then they go, oh my gosh. Young women are killing themselves at a rate like we've never seen. They're so depressed. They're so anxious. I wonder what's going on. You know what's going on. This is going on. Our culture is going on. It's completely degrading people and then selling it to them as if they're empowered. So then you have these young women hopping back on the platforms, making more videos, getting fame from it, and going, look, see, I'm so happy. Look at my money. I'm so happy. That's how you get there. That's how you get there. And you can hear a lie enough times to where you convince yourself that it's true. Where you lead this falsified life of happiness and you do your whole highlight reel thing on social media. And then all of a sudden you hear the stories of like, this girl you followed on social media who's so happy in all of her videos and her travel updates and her plastic surgery updates. She killed herself. What? But her social media was so happy. Like the Emma Chamberlains of the world. Like Emma Chamberlain was making all this social media content saying, oh, I'm so happy. Look at my house. Look at this. Look at my life. And suddenly she starts making videos about how depressed she is as a person and how like her life feels empty. Her days feel empty. She cannot focus. She cannot do anything. It's almost like that sort of lifestyle lends you to that reaction. And you'll see these people just fall in and out of stardom, in and out of stardom. And we are so broken down as far as attention spans that we don't even recognize how fame is morphing, how we are attached to one star for 6 months and then another one pops up and we don't care. And it's like this cycle. It's like the Disney Channel star cycle where you had these child stars grow up in this world of Hollywood and then all of a sudden they start doing drugs and getting violent and their life falls downhill. But guess what? You have another Disney star to focus on. So it doesn't matter anymore. And then those ones get spit out and the next one cycles through. It's exactly what's happening with TikTok and Instagram and OnlyFans and all these things. These people are getting sucked in and spit out and you get a new content creator before you can even realize what happened to the old ones. So be cognizant of it. And I bet that social media is affecting my lives in ways that I don't know. And every day I try to be conscious of it and see like, oh, well, I feel like the algorithm threw that at me for some reason. And I feel like I'm getting these suggestions for some reason. And is this affecting my mental health in some way? Am I seeking validation through people on the internet like so many other young women in this generation are right now? You have to be so conscious. Set aside your phone for a little bit of time each day to just think about where you're at in life. Think about your goals outside of this because this is not your world. This is not your life. And go, okay, what's something I can do today that has nothing to do with this thing that's going to improve who I am as a person and make me more fit mentally, physically, spiritually, morally, whatever I can do. And do that for like an hour, I beg of you. Because I have a feeling if we are viewing this as an epidemic now, I can't imagine what it's going to be in 5 years and how many people it's going to have affected. Because it's just an endless cycle, as I said before. And that's where I think we're going to end today's episode. Be diligent about you and yours and your children. Think about ways to be mindful. Think about ways to be aware. Think about how other people want to influence you. And really understand that the highest form of freedom and liberation is realizing that and going, absolutely not. I'm not going to allow that to take hold of my mind, of my body, of my heart. I'm going to lead my life in a way that is completely independent of all these sort of extraneous and external forces that are constantly trying to place me under their thumb as this mindless, low attention span consumer. And I'm going to step out of that in every way that I can. And I'm going to work to make myself a better person day in and day out that functions outside of all of these systems. That's my word of motivation for you. Thank you guys so much for watching. We're going to be back tomorrow with an episode of Devil's Advocate with Seth Dillon from the Babylon Bee, where we debate back and forth with free speech. I play the leftist and I grill him a little bit on him and his company. And we talk about free speech moving forward. And should there be any restrictions on free speech? That's the question that we'll answer on tomorrow's show. Please like, subscribe, click the notification bell to be notified every single day when we go live. That is 3 o'clock Pacific, 6 p.m. Eastern. Leave a comment down below. Did you know about any of this happening on TikTok? How do you feel about OnlyFans? Is it empowering? Do you think that it's okay to encourage these things, or at least to talk about them on social media? And what do you think is the true impact that it's having on this culture? Let me know, especially if you believe something different than what I believe. I would love to hear that down below. If you'd like to listen to us, go to Spotify, Google Play, and Apple Podcasts. Leave us a 5-star review, please, because the leftists have left us not 5-star reviews. They don't like what we have to say. But I have a feeling on this topic in particular, maybe we can find some agreement on that. I think there's a lot of people who are left-leaning or classically liberal who might say,
I hope so,
who might recognize that this is a problem, particularly for young women at the very least.
Yeah.
Like, can we all agree that this leads to sex trafficking and human trafficking and child exploitation and that's wrong? I think we can agree on that.
And if you normally watch, by the way, on the PragerU YouTube channel, as of today, we are no longer streaming there during the week. We'll just be popping up on Fridays. So make sure that you're subscribed to the Amalep and Nobi Unapologetic YouTube channel as well. Have that notification bell clicked on so you never miss the show.
Awesome. Thank you guys so much for watching. We'll see you tomorrow. Have a fantastic rest of your day. Bye-bye.